It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on why it's time for us Marinites to go on the warpath. I'll also give a quick update on the fire annexation vote. Dick Spotswood, the columnist for the Marin Independent Journal, recently lauded the efforts of the city of Palo Alto to challenge the housing element numbers generated by the Association of Bay Area Governments, commonly known as ABAG. The Wall Street Journal applauded the mayor of San Jose for his courageous stand against unsupportable pension costs. Are these efforts the beginning of a major pushback against state and regional bureaucracies? Should we here in Marin also go on the warpath? If you agree with me that it is time to push back, I will describe at the end of this show some initial steps that you can take. In his column, Spotswood warned that if Marin governments comply with ABAG projections, Marin will be a very different place. Traffic will increase, historic communities will change, and the quality of life will decline. He notes that while Palo Alto citizens have very similar political and environmental leanings to those in Marin, Palo Alto's elected leadership and staff are making courageous efforts to challenge ABAG's basic assumptions while suggesting actions to stop ABAG before it does much harm. ABAG projects that between 2010 and 2040, the Bay Area will create 1 million new jobs. Spotswood adds that the assumption drives the conclusion that the 9-county Bay region must build 770,000 additional units for new workers, and Marin picks up its share of the madness. The problem lies in the fact that if the ABAG projections are wrong, and they most likely are, we will end up building more housing than needed and producing more greenhouse gases. Palo Alto's analysis documents that ABAG anticipates an increase of 33,000 jobs annually in the region, while the actual average annual increase during the past two decades has only been 10,000 jobs. Activists here in Marin have long been attacking the ABAG numbers as inaccurate and unsupportable. These same activists have also challenged the green assumptions underlying the housing element push. Corte Madera has initiated an effort to withdraw from ABAG. The Marin County supervisors have apparently sent a letter to ABAG challenging some of the assumptions. We need to encourage our elected officials to continue to push back. San Jose is also involved in a battle of numbers, but this time it's about pension costs. Despite the economic success of Silicon Valley, San Jose has been forced to let government employees go due to budget issues. The government service employee unions have alleged that the San Jose mayor and all other government officials are overstating the pension issue in order to make the government employees the scapegoats for bad budgeting. No matter which side is correct, at least the issue is being addressed before the numbers spiral completely out of control. The Wall Street Journal applauded the courageous efforts of the mayor to address the pension issue. The journal article ended with a quote from a Northwestern University finance professor. Much of the rest of the country seems to want to shove the issue of pensions aside rather than confront it. In a similar vein, the Marin Independent Journal recently published a list of the Marin County pension system's top-paid retirees and, in a related editorial, urged that the pension issue be discussed with the taxpayers fully, factually, and publicly. So what can you do? Contact your elected officials and encourage them to challenge the unrealistic ABAG housing projections now. 2. Adopt the Government Accounting Standards Board Statement 45 regarding the transparent disclosure of retiree health benefit liabilities. And 3. adopt the Government Accounting Standards Board Statement 54 regarding the use of market discount rates for pension liabilities to make the size of the liabilities more transparent. In short, keep the pressure on our elected officials to push back against state and regional bureaucrats. We don't want to see drastic changes to our beloved Marin. So now for the update on the fire annexation vote. The majority of the city council have decided to attempt to rush the issue to a June ballot. Nearly 1,400 registered voters signed a petition to put this issue on a public ballot to allow for more transparency and an independent analysis of the issue. By pushing for an early ballot, the council majority seeks to thwart both these goals. What's the rush and why? So add one more thing to your political list. Contact a city manager and let him know you want more time, like say August or November, to vote on the fire annexation issue. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.